It's pretty underwhelming to look at. In fact, it's quite dull. It's made of brown-grey clay, a simple round pot about the size of the bucket that children play with on the beach, about 6 inches high, 6 inches across at the top, and it's got straight sides and a flat base. And it was made about 7,000 years ago in Japan. When you look more closely, you can see that it was built up with coils of clay, and then into the outside, fibers have been pressed, so that when you hold it, you feel as though you're actually holding a basket. It looks and feels like a basket in clay. The basket, like markings on this and other Japanese pots of the same time, are in a cord pattern, and that's in fact what the name is in Japanese. They're called jomon, or cord pattern pots. And the word jomon has come to be used not just for the objects, but for the people that made them, and even the whole historic period in which they lived. It was the Jomon people, living in what's now northern Japan, who created the world's first pots. Simon Kaner of the University of East Anglia is a specialist in ancient Japanese culture.
In Europe, we've always assumed that people who made pottery were farmers, and that it was only through farming that people were able to stay in one place because they would be able to build up a surplus that they could then subsist on through the winter months. And it was only if you were going to stay in one place all year round that you'd be making pottery, because it's an awkward thing to carry around with you. The Japanese example is really interesting, because what we have here is pottery being made by people who are not farmers. And it's one of the best examples that we've got from anywhere in the world, really, from prehistory, of people who subsisted on fishing, gathering nuts and other wild resources, and hunting wild animals, that they also had a need for cooking pots.